meyiloyinami karmika. Even on top of the fats of the kiflayim, there's also a membrane around it. Then even if you have the fats lying on top of another piece of meat, the its membrane should protect it, that the fat should not be absolved in the piece of meat. So it should be mutter also. So Mura says no. The Mura says on top of the testament aleph on top, again, miloy nami karmika, even on top of the fat also there's a membrane around it. So it should be mutter to leave the fats on top of another piece of meat. So what I may must say that it's also, he said, to put the fat, to put the kiflayim on top of a piece of meat. So my answer is, I did the mamash mishra, yodet the tavcho, miftach, that since the tabach and the butchers touch that fat, so therefore with the hands they touch it, it like breaks the membrane. Therefore that fat is not protected. Therefore you should not put that fat on top of another piece of meat. Just the meat that's attached to itself, there's a membrane between the fat and the meat, that does not get broken, and that will protect it, that the fat will not be absolved inside the basa. Yom Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, the Talmud Chochom Tzorech Shel Yilmoid Gimel Dvorim. Talmud Chochom has to know three things. He has to know how to do these three things. That's Ksav, he has to know how to write. It's interesting, Rashi learns Ksav means Lichtoiv, Shedei Alachtem Shemoi, he has to know how to sign his name. Ilu Yoshev Bedin Oli Edis, he sits down to be part of a Bezno, to be Edis, and Pesant, he has to ever sign his name. Other Pshat and learn Poshim means he has to be able to write. Also write a Sefer Torah, write Mezuzah and a Tefillin, but the Rashi says it means Pesant, time to sign your name. Then Shechita, he has to be Pesant to make a Shechita. So Rashi says it also means La'amin Yoda to get his hand straight. Afilu Shebaki V'choseb, it's not enough just to know the halachas, but you have to also know practical how to make shechita. Umila, also to make a bris mila, also interesting. Tamachochim should never do these things. Yeah. Now, Rav Chanina Bar Shalmi of Mishmei de Rav Omar, Av Kesher Shalt Film. Tamachochim also should know how to make the Kesher Shalt Film. It's interesting. Rashi says it means Yesh Boi Umnish also Kemoi Ois Dalit. Like in the back of the shell, Yirosh, we make a Dalit. Hashin chakuka b'kontet fetefra. The shin is on the tefillin itself, the outside. Uritzua katana kfula tluya ken yud. We have that on the kesher shel yad, there's a little piece sticking out, that's like the yud. And then on the kesher shel rosh, that's like a dalet. So kids tamachoch, you should know how to make this kesher shel tefillin. And also, birchas chasanim, interesting, you should know how to make, like to be a mesadik kedushin, you should know how to say the birchas chasanim. The tzitzis, he shows them how to make tzitzis. Satsa v'chnina v'chnina v'shalmiya, these things also. Smor v'iduch, how come the first man Yoma did not say these things also? Smor says, hani shchichin, these things are shchichin, happens often. Like therefore, you don't need a tamachachim for them. Rashi says, hani shchichin means tefillin, the tzitzis, the v'chus v'sanim, mitzuyin toder, hilkach hakol b'kim, but everybody knows how to do it. Therefore, v'yein tzrichim limud, you don't have to learn it, sh'miyatzmi yibokibem, it's simple. Mashenka, the first three things is not so often, so therefore maybe you won't find some of the people who won't know how to do it, so therefore the Tamachochim should know how to do it to help people. Yeah. The Omar Rav Yehuda Mashmuel called Tabach Shen Yedeyehu Cheshchita Osa Lechom Eshchitosai. Any Sheikhet, if he does not know the Alochis, so Chol Epshita, you can't eat from Eshchit. If he doesn't know the Alochis, you have to be afraid, he'll make a wrong Eshchita. Now, v'yelu hen hilchas shchita, these are the halachas, the five halachas of hilchas shchita, the five psulim. There are first of all, shia, that's if you wait. It means while you're shechting, while you're cutting, going the knife back and forth, you're not supposed to wait, stop. If you stop, that's a psul shia. Drosa, that's not cut it, just press it down. That's drosa, it's also psul. Chalodo, not later, that's if you stick the knife in the wrong place, like in between the simonim. Azoy, you're just supposed to cut and go back and forth straight downwards or straight upwards, but not to go in between. Hagromo, that's if you make the shkita in the wrong place, like too high up or too low down. That's called hagromo. You made the shkita in this wrong place. And the ikur. The ikur is also like you uproot the simonim. Yeah. Rashi learns, Shech Lebesh Apostle Gregor Sarah Ikur. Yeah. In Shachar Veshet or Posak, you pull out the gargaris, you pull out the windpipe. But Ikra, it's a big machloek exactly what it is. But instead of cutting it, you first uproot the simonim from its right place, even though it's still inside the animal. That makes also, it's like a treif, it's a shayla. But kopon, the shchit is possible. It's not a good shchit. If you oikar, you ripped out the simonim. Instead of cutting them, you ripped them out. So the more I ask the question, my kamash malon, kula teninu, we learned all these halachas of pshita. If it says you have to know, hilcha shchita, pshita. Rashi is kula tenan, b'mas nisen, perek hashrecha, next perek. We have these halachas, so chur pshita. So Mora says, lo tzricha, the chiddush is, she'shochet lefneinu beiz v'gimu pomim v'shochet shaper. What's going to be in the case of shochet that shechted two or three times in front of us and did a good job? Is so mad the time I would have thought to say, mi de'iduch shochet shaper, hainami shochet shaper. Since he shechted two or three times good, so it was probably now the fourth time, even though we didn't watch him, he also did a good job. Kamashmon, no. Kamashmon, kivun deloy gomar, since he does not know the loch as well, so then zimnin de shia, sometimes it can happen, he'll make a shchita, and he'll wait in between. The doras will press down, for lo yada, he won't even realize it. Rashi said, en yadeh shos lasus kein umachil lanu. If he doesn't know it's also, so sometimes it can happen, he won't even realize it. So then he'll give it to us to eat. So therefore, that's the less halacha, Yehuda Mashmuel, you can't eat from a shechit, his shchitam, if he does not know his shchitam. This is why Tevi'am Rav Yudah Mashmuel ha-tabuch the shechit tzorech she-yivdoit the simonim li'ach ha-shechita. Right after he shechts the animal, he has to check out the simonim, like as if to say to make sure he cut roiv. The shechit is only if he cut roiv of the simonim. So after the shechit, you have to make sure he cut enough. So you have to check it out right afterwards. Omer Rav Yosef, afanan nar metinin, we also learn like this, that Rav Shimon Omer, im shoyer kedei biker, if you waited, how long it takes to check out. Some say this Gemara later will have. Rashi says, vu shir shir, that's the shir of shir of waiting. If you waited kedei biker, you wait to check out. Someone says, my love doesn't mean to say kedei biker simonim. It means that that's the time, that how long it takes the shechet after the shechita to check out the simonim. So you see, there's such a loch of terrorist bikur that he's supposed to check out the simonim. Omalei Abayi said back, no, loy, hochi yom Rabbi Yechon, this is what Rabbi Yechon said, kedei bikur chochem, that a chochem has to check out the knife, that time. Rashi says, livdoi chasakin, shetaba sorach laharas hasakin chochem. Here, mikur adin, every shechet before the shecht, they have to show their knife to the chochem ear. If they cover that chokhum, I mean, come on, we'll have gemaras later. Even though the topic himself is a bokin hilchas bedika, still has cover that chokhum, he's supposed to show the chokhum. Meister today, they're not knowing this way. Meister today, they're meichel zeal zeh. Today, they're shreichtim checking out himself. But mikra adin, he's supposed to show it to the chokhum. So maybe that's what it means. That what's called the shia, how long you wait in between shkita to pasol, kedei it takes to show the knife to the chokhum. Mor says, no, that doesn't make sense. Came the Sakta Rechlish Urim. It's not going to be one time limit. Like sometimes the Chokham lives 2 miles away, sometimes one, sometimes a block away. So it'll all be different type of times. You can't tell me that's the Zman of Shia. Ela rather means to say, it's Kadei Bikr Tab Chokham. It means when you get to the Chokham himself and you show him the knife, how long does it take him to check out the knife? Maybe that's the Zman of Shia. It takes him 2 seconds, 3 seconds. So if you wait in between your shechita without moving the knife 2 or 3 seconds, that'll be the psul. So you have no raya that you have to check out the simonim. It could be here, it means checking out the knife. Dikatabachochem. Yeah, now the Gemara says, so therefore there's no proof. Rakopon, that's what he says. He says the halacha is that the shechita has to check out the simonim after the shechita. Now, more is the question, loy bodek mai. What's going to be if the sheikh did not check out the simonim after the shechita? He just made a shechita and shein went away, and he thinks he did a good job. So what's the locha? Reb Lezer ben Antignis mishum Reb Loza Reb Yanei Oma treifa. The asura biachila tztak a treifa. We have to be knowing as if it's a treifa, and it's also teat the meat. The masnisatom the grace we learned. Nevela umetama b'masa. It's even more than that. It's a nevela. It's like the animal died without a shechita, and it even has tumas masa. So the first man yom says it's only a treif. It's only yasa b'chila. First it means it has no tuma though. So Mashmi said the shechita was a good shechita. So Mer says, "B'maykim if what's the machlokes then?" But the machlokes in Rafunas halacha. The Yoma that he says, "Beheima b'chayeho b'cheskas Yisrael emedis." Because when a behemah is alive, like there's an Yisrael even in a chay tidit. So even after shechita, like if you're not for sure that the shechita was kosher, so we leave the b'cheskas the animal still also. Because when a behemah is alive, also it's b'cheskas Yisrael emedis. Achivot l'chav eman nishkato. Unless you know for sure how the shechita took place. Nishkato, once you made a good shechita, so that's mata the animal, now it's muta b'chila. Once you know you made a good shechita, then the locher is harei b'cheskas heter. The animal remains b'cheskas heter. Achivot l'chav eman nishkato. Unless you know for sure how it became isa. Yeah. Rashi says what? Behema b'chayyeh b'cheskas isa, shrei asur m'shmei b'menachai. This is eva menachai. Hilka chemil l'tzofik b'shchito, you have no chazaka. Is that Rashi says? The kids said the behema is b'cheskas isa remedis. So if you have a tzofik, the shchito was good or not, we say it was not good. Yeah. But once you made a good shchito, then it's b'cheskas set until you know what's wrong with it. Telling more so like this. Masova b'cheskas isa kaima. Listen, before the shchito, the animal was also bachila because eva menachai. If so, bahashto mesi, and now it's dead. So therefore, we say that the animal is sofik if the shechita was good. We say no, it's not good. Therefore, the animal is also. Umasa becheskes isra minun. So therefore, it was becheskes isra means becheskes the shechita wasn't good. So the shechita was no good, and now the animal is dead. So it has tumas nevela also. That's from the second man the yomah. Umasa, the first man Yom holds, no, becheskas iser amrinan. Listen, when the animal was alive, it was also tidit, but it had no tumor on it. Becheskas tumor amrinan, we don't have becheskas tumor. So therefore, now that the animal, a shchita, was done, and we have a suffix, if it was a good shchita or not, we have no reason to say it's tamei. So therefore, the iser still remains, because before it was becheskas iser. But the tumas novella doesn't have, because a shchita was done. We don't know if it's good or not, but there's no becheskas tumor. So we'll say for cat that didn't have tumor before, most probably still doesn't have tumor. So say then the shechita was good, it took off the tumor at least. That's the machlekes. Gufa, what we just say, Omer Rav Huna, Tehema b'chaya b'cheskis yisra medis, Achivot d'chov eman nishkato. Cause when the animal's alive, there's nisra eva menachai, so until you know 100% the shechita was good, it's still also. Nishkato, once the shechita was done, now b'cheskis yisra medis, Achivot d'chov eman nishkato. If you have a suffix later, the treifa came about, you have to know avade treifa, sofa treifa is muta. For the Gemara of Lema, why don't I say nishkato hutra? Why don't I say once you made a shchita, it's hutra? What's the lashon of nishkato? It says what? Becheskas hetra medis. Should have said nishkato hutra. What's the lashon of becheskas? Someone says hokamash malon. The yafagav the yisialet bariyusa. Even though a race or something bad happened to it. If Rashi said, well, the question was, the name of Nishkat Hutra, the Loshin Chazok Lashayach, El Abadav Asafik. If the Chur here just should have said that once you made a Shechit, it's Hutra. So the Chiddush is, even though it came a race, what's the case? Kidaboyi Mine Reb Abba Merafuna. What's going to be Bozev? Let's say a wolf comes, Bozev. The Not of Bnei Mayim. And after you made a Shechit, he eats up the kishkas of the animal. So now, what's the locha? Like the shadow is, maybe those kishkas had a trefer in it. And we don't know. So Mara says, listen, notal holes nayu. If the zev took it away, it's not here, so we don't clear no sveikis. There's no racer then. Rashi says, notal holes nayu, for loichazina bushum, we don't see any racer. Omas sveikikas, why there's no suffix? You made a good shchita. You're supposed to check out the kishkas, the inside. Okay, if you have it. But if the wolf took it away, so there's nothing to check out, so there's no reisa. Ela rather cases like this. Nokav b'nei mayim. There's a nekev. Nekev is a hole in the b'nei mayim. So maho. For the Gemara nekev, like a chazin, and having the who, nikvinu. Like if we see a hole now, so churvaita, we see clearly the wolf made the hole. So again, what's the shayla? Like he took it after the shechita. So if after he took it and you find that it has a hole in it, we'll say for sure the wolf made the hole. So it happened after shechita, so the animal's still kosher. El the case is like this. Not lon v'chziron kishun nekuvan. What's that? El the case is like this. You not lon the wolf took it, The Achzir, they brought it back. Kishayna Kuvim, it has a hole in it now. Mal, Micha Shina, maybe Shema B'mokam Nekiv Noka V'loy, that's the question. We didn't see it first. Now it is brought back from the wolf, it has a hole in it. So Shaila is, maybe there was a hole there before the wolf got a hold of it. Rashi says, maybe the wolf put his teeth into a place where there was a hole there before he did it. Therefore, treifa, the nokfu adakin echem ishmanos treifasu. There's one of the 18 treifas. If you find the hole in the dakin in the kishkis, that's a sofik. That's called a reisa. Now we have now these bnei mayim that has a hole in them. We have the doubt. Maybe the wolf did it. Maybe it was there from before. That's the halacha, if you made a shechita first, so the shechita is matter it. Now you have a sofik, if there's a treifus or not, we say hutra, that since it has a cheskas heta, we leave with a cheskas heta, that's the chiddush. So in this case, it'll be muta. Now the Gemara says, Eitz, I have a question to you. It says, halacha, rod, tzipor, hamernaka betena. We find the bird that's knocking away, pecking away at a tainet figs. The achpo, we find the mice, hamernaka be'avtichim. He's pecking away at the watermelons. Yeah. So it says,